Well, what do you know? Hello and welcome back. And it's me, Chris, a.k.a. Main Man Chris, a.k.a. MMC, a.k.a. Main Man Chris. And I am here for another edition of yesterday's movie. Dun, 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 dun. And I was doing it every day for a while, and then everyone was like, and I was like, I shouldn't do this every day, because then it's like, and you go to the Patreon, there's like a million posts and posts coming on the feed every day. And so I just decided not to do it every day, but I am going to still do it from time to time. And excuse me, I was just clearing my throat, getting ready for the episode officially. I will be doing it when I watch a movie that is particularly affecting and then I want to talk about. That's what I'm going to use this for now. And that is what happened last night. And the movie that I watched last night, drum roll, please. And by the way, I know that you already know what it is because it's a title. It's the title of the episode. So you're aware of it. So you're like, that was a big that I just did. Jamie mouth noise. I know that you know what it's going to be, but so you might be saying, well, why are you doing drum roll then? Well, guess what? If you know what it's going to be, then you shouldn't be asking that question, because you should know the significance of me saying drum roll, and because the film is Whiplash. Whiplash, a film that is about drumming. It's about a music school, Schaefer School of Music. I don't even know if that's a real school. I don't know. I wonder if they, that was what I was thinking. I never looked into it afterwards, but I was thinking like maybe they would have to use a fictionalized one, because then it sort of makes it seem like it's kind of a shitty place to go with like people who are being abusive. Although I suppose he did, you know, eventually the abusive teacher was let go. Spoiler alert. basically the movie's about a young drummer, Miles Teller, plays Andrew, who is a first year student at Schaefer School of Music, a drummer, and J.K. Simmons is a very overbearing, abusive teacher who pushes his students very, very hard. And he is, I guess, in charge of the main band, the studio band. And Andrew eventually makes it into the studio band. They have a real back and forth, you know, and you sort of basically, it's a wonderful movie, first off. Tremendous. If you haven't seen it, go out and watch it immediately. But the thing that the movie does is it like really, it's sort of like, frames the characters in a certain way and then changes your view of the characters, which is the reality of the world. And I talk about that a lot when I talk about movies, is showing the realistic versatility of the human, of human beings, and how different they can be and how different they are. But this movie is quite interesting, because I think at the beginning you sort of, you're introduced to this character, Andrew, who's you think of him as kind of a bullied, you know, quiet, unassuming, kind, polite young man who is sort of, you know, getting made fun of a little bit at school. You kind of feel for him. And then it sort of, it not to say he was a bad person, but it sort of starts unwinding, and you start sort of realizing that he is just hyper-focused on becoming the greatest drummer of all time, and is very, you know, rude to people, and it pushes people away and actively, aggressively is rude to them. And there's one scene where he, you know, has on that a date with a girl. He finally kind of asks her out, and it's really kind of a sweet moment when he asks her out at the movie theater that he goes to. It's always funny when they go to a movie theater in a movie. I always think, I'm like, wait, you go to a movie theater? I'm watch a movie. You watch a movie? I'm watch a movie. That's what you like. You're doing the same as me. You watch a movie? I watch a movie. That's what I always think. But it is kind of like a sweet scene, and you kind of think like, oh, they both seem kind of shy, and like, this is kind of nice. And they have their first date, and he asks her, you know, why she went to a certain school, and she kind of says, I'm not sure. And he says, what do you want to do with your life? And she says, I'm not sure. I mean, she's like 19, You know, he's 19. I don't know if she don't say her age, but presumably she's around that age. She's a university student age. She's, you know, maybe first year, second year. She doesn't have a major yet. Totally normal. And he sort of makes her feel bad. And you can see that, like, he pushes her on it. And eventually she says, I went there because it's the only place that accepted me. Okay. You know, and you can tell she's kind of embarrassed by it. And she says it's actually fucking heartbreaking. I cried when I watched the scene, and she starts saying, I don't even really like it. I kind of hate it. The people are mean to me there and stuff. And she's trying to sort of like, but you can tell she's genuinely hurt by that. You know, she says, why did you go to Schaefer? Why'd you pick Schaefer? You know, kind of just saying, hey, stop bugging me. I'm not asking you. And he says, oh, I picked Schaefer because it's the best music school in the country. And I found it to be an incredibly uncomfortable, and then they kept dating, and I was so upset by that. I thought, God, she deserves a lot better than a situation like this where somebody's going to make her feel small like this because he's completely selfish. Eventually that comes out. He breaks up with her, tries to go back with her. She already has a new boyfriend, and I loved that detail of it. Anyways, the end of the movie is fucking incredible when you realize, I won't go into the whole plot, but basically he leaves the school after a huge blowout where he attacks J.K. Simmons on stage, and then J.K. Simmons gets fired because he says something to these people who are trying to get him fired for some other stuff. They meet up at a bar afterwards. J.K. Simmons tricks him into coming and performing with his band at this very important jazz show, and then fucks him over and plays a different song so he doesn't know how to play. But then he storms back in and he starts playing Whiplash, the song that they had practiced a bunch, and then he goes crazy and does the craziest drum solo ever. And then J.K. Simmons starts getting all excited because he realizes that he is great, and all of the stuff that he always wanted to do, which was push someone really hard and have them be the greatest, it might actually come to fruition. And they have this moment where they both look and smile at each other at the end, and then he hits this huge drum fill and the movie ends. Epic fucking ending. I watched it 3 times. Go check the movie out. Thanks, everybody. Love you. Been making prank calls with Longmont Potion Castle today. Look forward to that next week. Bye.